The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
CNS Pharmaceuticals announces FDA filing of IND for its brain cancer drug berubicin, expects to initiate phase 2 trial during the first quarter of 2021. CNS Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, NASDAQ ticker symbol CNSP, a biopharmaceutical company specializing in the development of novel treatments for primary and metastatic cancers of the brain and central nervous system, today announced that it has submitted an investigational new drug application, which has been accepted for review, to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for berubicin in the treatment of glioblastoma multiforme. The company plans to evaluate the efficacy of berubicin in a phase 2 trial for adults with GBM who have failed first-line therapy and commence the trial within the first quarter of 2021, pending the FDA's acceptance of the company's filing. Quote, "Our laser focus from the beginning has been to start the next phase of the investigation of berubicin for the treatment of this deadly disease as quickly as possible," commented John Climaco, CEO of CNS Pharmaceuticals. "Our team has worked tirelessly for the past year, making several inroads on our manufacturing and clinical efforts to achieve this important milestone. We believe we are optimally positioned to continue to execute our plan and initiate our phase 2 trial in the first quarter of 2021. We continue to build on the positive results berubicin demonstrated in the phase 1 study in high-grade gliomas and look forward to advancing its clinical development in these patients, with the end goal of addressing the unmet medical need of better treatment for patients diagnosed with GBM," end quote. The planned phase 2 trial will evaluate the efficacy of berubicin in patients with GBM who have failed primary treatment for their disease, and results will be compared to the current standard of care, with 2-to-1 randomization of the 243 patients to berubicin or lomustine. The trial will include an interim analysis that will evaluate the comparative effectiveness of these treatments. The trial's adaptive design is intended to allow this interim analysis of the data to demonstrate meaningful differences in efficacy between treatments and then to allow an adjustment to the size of the patient population in the trial for maximum efficiency in terms of time and development. Based on this, the trial has the potential to provide data to the FDA that may allow an expedited pathway for development. However, there can be no assurance that the FDA will support any potential request for an expedited pathway to approval or further development.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.